Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, July 17th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
CHP closes section of Highway 41 past Chelan Y due to cotton fire. Men involved in Templeton Feed and Grain Fire pleads not guilty. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetto Lane. Stop by anytime. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. A stretch of Highway 41 is currently closed past the Chelan Y due to a vegetation fire. The fire was first reported at about 4:32 p.m. yesterday, according to CHP's incident page. The blaze is located just past the San Luis Obispo County line on Highway 41 past the Y and is in Kern County. At about 6 p.m. yesterday, CHP reported that the northbound lanes would need to be closed. However, due to the cleanup needed from the fire, Caltrans will be manning the closure for several days. Until further notice, Highway 41 from the Chelan Y to Highway 33 is completely closed. At the fairgrounds today, this morning will be the Dairy Cattle Showmanship at 8 a.m. in the Paso Robles Pavilion. In the Hearst Equestrian Center will be Junior Gymkhana. The fair will open at noon today and through the weekend. Tonight in the Chumash Grandstand Arena, Laney Wilson with Colton Dawson. Men involved in Templeton Feed and Grain Fire pleads not guilty. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The man involved in the Templeton Feed and Grain Fire pleaded not guilty to all charges in San Luis Obispo County Superior Court. 38-year-old Michael Steele is currently out on bond, facing six charges, alleging he traveled with a 16-year-old boy to Bakersfield to purchase illegal fireworks. Steele isn't charged with setting the fire to the feed and grain himself, but prosecutors say those fireworks are what sparked the blaze that destroyed the Templeton Feed and Grain. The teen is being tried through a juvenile court system. Steele is set to be back in court on August 17th for a preliminary hearing. A jury has convicted 41-year-old Teodulo Vasquez Jimenez of multiple sex crimes against two victims. The DA's office says Vasquez Jimenez's crimes occurred in San Luis Obispo County between 2009 and 2023, when the victims were 14 years old and younger. In the city of Paso Robles, both victims experienced sexual abuse over several years, according to the DA's office. Vasquez Jimenez faces a maximum sentence of 280 years to life in state prison. He faces significantly increased penalties under California law due to these offenses being committed against multiple young victims. He is scheduled to be sentenced August 11th. District Attorney Dan Dow admired the courage of the victims who came forward. The county sheriff's office served a search warrant on the 2100 block of Fresno Street in Los Osos yesterday afternoon as part of a sexual assault investigation. Detectives arrested 22-year-old Waylon Strong Lee of Los Osos. He was booked on charges of rape by force and unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor. The sheriff's office says he met the victim through social media before the assault. This is an ongoing investigation. Anyone who may have information related to this case or may have had contact with Strong Lee under similar circumstances is encouraged to contact the Sheriff's Office Detective Division. San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau recognized three individuals during the California Mid-State Fair's annual Cattlemen and Farmers Day at the Mid-State Fair yesterday. Every year, the Farm Bureau, Cattlemen, and Cattlewomen's Association select an individual who has best served the agricultural industry. This year, John Lacey, a longtime Farm Bureau member, was named Agriculturalist of the Year. The County Cattlewomen's Association named Nicole Nicholson Cattlewoman of the Year, recognizing her outstanding leadership, commitment to agriculture, and education to serving both the ranching community and Central Coast. Her mother, Tracy Nicholson, was named Cattlewoman of the Year in 2021. Dale Evanson has been named 2026 Cattleman of the Year, recognized for his lifelong dedication to ranching, agriculture, and service to the local cattle industry. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Mets beat the Phillies 4-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Yankees, the Giants will go against the Mariners, the Athletics will face the Nationals, the Angels will go against the Tigers, the Padres will face the Royals. In California news, the state of California is suing five of its cities for repeatedly failing to plan for their share of housing. Under California's housing element law, every city and county must update its housing plan every 8 years to meet its regional housing needs allocation. The cities include Calexico, Costa Mesa, Half Moon Bay, Ridgecrest, and Turlock. Federal investigators have identified iceberg lettuce supplied by Taylor Farms in California to be a possible source of contamination for the growing cyclosporiasis outbreak. The outbreak is centered in Michigan, with 4,300 people diagnosed with a foodborne illness, typically spread through food or water that has been contaminated by human feces. About 10% of California higher education programs may lose some of their federal student loan access due to a new requirement. Students that graduate from these universities must earn at least as much as the median worker in their state with only a high school diploma under the new requirement. Local news is sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, dairy farmers from across the country took their message back to Capitol Hill this week, urging lawmakers to advance agricultural labor reform and other key dairy priorities. Now, more than three dozen advocates participated in the National Milk Producer Federation's State Dairy Association Summit, holding about 50 meetings with members of Congress and their staffs. Now, a top priority this year was the Securing Agriculture's Workforce Act, introduced by House Agriculture Committee Chairman G.T. Thompson a few days ago. This piece of legislation would expand H-2A access for year-round industries like dairy by removing the program's seasonal requirement, allowing contracts of up to 350 days, and creating a better pathway for the current workforce to transition into a legal visa program. North Carolina dairy farmer Doug Holland, president of the North Carolina Dairy Producers Association, said that without question, ag labor is one of the most important issues of any in agriculture right now. Now, summit participants also discussed passing a new farm bill and expanding milk options in schools.
Replenish nutrients in your crops to reach stronger yields at harvest. Utilize PK from Helena as a foliar nutrient system designed to boost plant performance during reproduction. It gives your crop the extra energy it needs during critical growth stages to increase uptake and utilization of soil and foliar applied nutrients. Visit HelenaAgri.com to learn how Utilize PK can impact your success this season. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California table grapes have begun arriving in grocery stores after harvest got off to an early start in the San Joaquin Valley. Normally, I don't start harvesting flame grapes until around the 4th of July, and the green grapes about a week later this year. I'm almost finished with the green grapes, so we started about 2 weeks earlier than normal, Kern County grower Mark Hall said in a field report earlier this month. We're the first grapes in the San Joaquin Valley because it's a little warmer down here at the southern end of the valley. We like to harvest early and get our fruit off before the market gets flooded with grapes from the rest of the growing regions. The warm weather early in the season brought the crop on ahead of schedule, but it wasn't excessively hot, he said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. A reminder that Highway 41 from the 46 at the Chelan Y to Highway 33 is currently closed due to cleanup from the Cotton Fire yesterday. Otherwise, no reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid 50s, west winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, west southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Sunday, mostly sunny Monday, and sunny skies Tuesday through Friday next week. Low 90s Sunday and Monday, mid 80s on Tuesday, upper 90s Wednesday and Thursday, 94 a week from today. Currently, it is 56 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Hello, this is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. Rejoice with me because we've expanded. We have new location downtown Paso Robles on 1101 and 1103 Paso Robles Street, right across the street from Site 1. And we're going to celebrate by having a party. Everybody's invited, especially contractors. Contractors Celebration Day, July 31st at 4 o'clock. We're going to have a live band. Neighborhood Cats is going to be there. We're going to have food. We're going to have fun. I'm giving a lot of stuff away. And we have charities that we're going to donate a lot of money to. So please don't miss it. Come on down. The party starts Friday, July 31st, but does not end. It starts when you get there. 1101 and 1103 Paso Robles Street. Come on down. We'll see you there. We have a buy one, get one free deal. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's a mixed picture for the housing market in June. Housing starts, groundbreakings for new construction jumped in the month more than expected, up 19%. However, building permits for future construction declined 3%. Chipmaker shares continue to lose ground today as investors respond to renewed concerns about the artificial intelligence buildup. Travelers' earnings easily topped Wall Street expectations. It was dealing with lower catastrophe losses and made more from investment income. Travelers experienced massive losses last year when wildfires struck Los Angeles. Fifth Third Bank shares are up 2.5% after upbeat earnings. Its merger with Comerica is benefiting the company. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Summer in Paso is beautiful, but it can wear you out. This July, Spa Allegretto is offering a complimentary Arnica peppermint foot treatment with any spa service. Cool, soothing, and designed to refresh you from the ground up. Nestled at Allegretto Vineyard Resort, it's the perfect summer escape right here on the Central Coast. Call 805-369-2524 or visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com to reserve your appointment.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
At Michael's Optical,
Our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. P-E-E-K Painting.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. All righty, call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on the Friday edition. And right to the phone line we go. Good morning.
Good morning. I am calling in with a pronunciation lesson. Our cattleman of the year is Dale Evenson. It's E-V-E-N-S-O-N. He's a wonderful man. So just wanted to bring that to the forefront.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to be ready for this battle because it comes up every once in a while.
Okay, I'll step up to the plate.
Because you are the teaching expert for all of us.
You betcha.
All right. Adelaide, Adelaida.
Adelaide. if you say Adelaida, we know you're a newcomer.
Are there any punishments involved?
only in our mind, and boy, are they severe. Even worse than Sister Teresita, was it?
Yes, Sister Teresita there at the Holy Rosary Elementary School or whatever. Okay, so do you run into that a lot anymore?
Not as much as we did, but I think it's just because we're out here and got all these vineyards and everything, and people just aren't really talking about it so much.
All right, because another would come up from time to time. Well, even with the pronunciation of Paso Robles.
Oh, yes.
So when you hear somebody say Paso Robles, do the eyebrows go up?
Yeah, and the skin cringes.
Well, I had a debate with somebody once about that, and they were trying to be English professors, so to speak, and they said, well, that's not, I said, you know, it's the old saying, when in Rome.
Exactly, exactly.
It's Paso Robles. So when back in the day, what would happen is you would have, we have these things called liners. And for example, when G. Gordon Liddy came on, so the networks would ask you to write some liners for the talent. And in this case, G. Gordon Liddy. So, you know, say, "Hi, this is G. Gordon Liddy. Be listening to me on KPRL from, you know, 2 to 4 Monday through Fridays here on, you know, whatever." But you had to, with the word Paso Robles, with any of these people, not just Liddy, you would have to, you just couldn't put in Paso Robles, write it. You had to phonetically spell so they can get the pronunciation correct.
Right, right.
And even then, some of them still didn't get it. So you do the Bulls, Paso Robles.
Right.
And so, you know, it took a, well, not too long for some of them, but it's funny how when some of the commercials that I hear that are generated elsewhere, and, you know, again, they'll use whatever city, but you can tell it's like, you know what, you know, "Hi, this is Kevin. Come to your local store here in Paso Robles." You might want to check that before you put it on the air.
Exactly. Yeah, check your work. That's what we tell the kids. Check your work.
All right, I got one more for you.
Okay.
Cumbria or Cambria?
Cambria.
Well, even some of the hoity-toities may say it differently, even though they live there.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, you're saying when in Rome, that's always a good guide. But I was just, I'll have to admit, I was waiting, because I figured, because every year in October, it's Catherine Evanson. It's like, "No, Kevin, it's Evanson."
All right, well, we'll mess it up again. Don't worry about it.
I'll remind you, because that's our little girl.
Okay.
But, as I said, Dale's a great guy, so it's Dale Evenson. Congratulations.
All righty.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Yes, indeed, when in Rome, abide by the rules. Abide by the rules. Let's see here on this. It's nothing. I didn't watch or listen to President Trump's speech last night. I heard some experts on McGraw's show this morning and his comments. And so I don't really know what was said or what's going to be done, anything along those lines regarding the elections. But just a question to throw out, because I have been reading a little bit about, you know, leading up to this. Do we want standardized elections coming from the federal government, or do we want to have the states to be able to be in control of their elections? What do you think about that? I think our founding fathers were set it up for the states. So, do you want the federalization? I'm guessing that most people would like at least a standardized ID that people have to present, which there's quite a few states that do demand that. Obviously, the Golden State is not one of those. And then, we're at the point where there's a lot of people that believe in the integrity of the election. But we see the numbers not continually to go down. Obviously, during primaries and off presidential elections, the numbers are generally down. But overall, you hear people say that they don't trust them. I've never seen a consistent number of the estimate of how much fraud is in our elections. I guess you can probably go find a number and one that suits you and use it for whichever side of the argument you want to be on. But, you know, we do hear a lot, "Well, I don't trust them," and et cetera, et cetera. But it does seem to me in my life that the more we've supposedly made it easier for people to be able to vote, the more issues we've are having. We see it here, obviously, in our county. So if it was, again, in my estimation, if it was working before, and a lot of this came during and after COVID, then it's like many institutions, and I'll use education as an example. You've heard me say this, that New York and California once were the top two public school systems in this country, and it wasn't that long ago. We're going back to the late 70s into the early 80s. Now, I don't know what happened in New York, but I do know a little bit in California when Honig was the superintendent of schools. We had to start changing the way that things were done for whatever reason. I don't recall. And it seems to me ever since that time, we've been getting progressively worse regarding our education. So my question is, with many things in government, and this obviously relates to the voting issue, if things were working pretty well and people had a lot more confidence in the system not that long ago, why did it needed to be changed? Deliberately, probably. That would be my conspiracy guess. And this notion that we have to make it easier for people to vote is nonsense. Going to vote does not take a rocket. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to vote. I would discourage many people from voting because they're not informed from that standpoint. So, again, if some of you may have some thoughts regarding that, let's see here. Is a number zero, or I don't know what this means.
Do you know, like, people either say zero or O? You know, 805, 805.
Okay. All right. So, but to me, it would depend on the sequence that it's used, right?
I just go with whatever comes to mind first. I don't think about it.
So if somebody's asking you for your area code.
Right.
You say
805.
You don't say 805.
I do not.
I don't either.
However, I see what you mean now. When it's in a context where, like, numbers and letters might be used interchangeably, then I might say zero, just to make it clear that it is the number zero and not the letter O.
Okay. So, yeah, that gets back to the sequence. And I think it's, I don't know if it's automatic, but I think because of the rhythm of how we speak when it comes to something like that, that we, it almost rolls off our tongue, doesn't it, without having to give it much thought.
I mean, it is one less syllable.
Well, that's work. that would be work.
I don't want to burn those mouth calories so easily.
That's right. That's right. Speaking of that, okay. Speaking of that, where is it? Oh, I don't. Hold on. Do I have it? Damn it. Okay. Yes, I do. I have one. All right. So. Oh, and by the way, for anybody that's been trying to email me directly and you haven't heard back from me or whatever, this new thing that we did, it's apparently mine is having the most hiccups. Not that many, but it takes whatever, a day or two for everything to kind of, it's called migration. So keep trying and so forth, and you know, maybe by Saturday or Sunday, things will be back to normal here. So, anyway, but most of it is fine. So, anyway, so we're going through this, and it's a, as any of you have had to change over, whether it's your phone, et cetera, it's the expression that's come to many people these days. Nothing's easy anymore. A lot of things are just a pain in the neck. They're time-consuming. All right? So you get into this, and apparently some Americans have issues with this. Either it's codes or email addresses. And for example, I'll give you, I won't give you the, well, it doesn't matter. Westwood One, I have to get in to do something. And it used to be they would just send me the forms that I needed to fill out. I'd get the email, say, hey, Kevin, fill out this form. You know, it's on my attachment. I'd fill it out, send it back to them. Easy. Nope, not anymore. I have to go into the Access Westwood 1. I forget exact. Chris, you saw me get it up. You helped me get it up the other day. That site for Westwood 1. Remember that?
Yeah, all I did was tell you to put the link in the address box.
Well, because I was putting it in the wrong box. Right, I thought it was just simple. Anyway, so I go in and contact email, kevin@kprl.com. So station call letters, KPRL. And, you know, it's at the point where I just put in the first letter and it pops up. So, you know, that's easy. So I go to my access code and you have to have them send you an access code. All right. So I hit that, you know, please send me my access code. All right. That's good. 20 minutes later, I'm still getting no access code. Now, mind you, I started this on Wednesday. I spent too much time on it yesterday, and I finally sent my email to Andy, and I said, look, I'm done for the day. I said, for whatever reason, they gave me the access code, and I used the access code, and I told him it didn't work. And he said, well, did you do the proper lower? And I did. As a matter of fact, I made a copy of the access code, not only that they sent me, but the access code that I used to get into their page. And I sent it back to them, and it was the correct one. But it still wouldn't let me in. Anyway, that'll probably take care of itself. It's just, again, another waste of, you know, total 2 days of almost an hour on something that should have taken 5 minutes. But the access code that some of these companies give you are ridiculous, and, you know, I'm always told it's for security. So, I just did a little something there. I just said, you know, I'm going to check out. And one of the things that annoys people the most is, I'll use my words, stupid email addresses. Chris, what do you think a stupid email address would be?
I don't know one off the top of my head.
Okay, how does it? They're giving me some examples here. The most frustrating types of emails often fall into several categories. Okay, the example they use here is beerlover.com. Okay, or when you do cutesy wootsy stuff related to pets, the complex or confusing addresses. You know, the multiple underscores, hyphens, and random numbers, et cetera, kind of like the one from Westwood One here. It looks like a algebra formula.
You know, I wonder if my personal email address would be considered on that list. It's not complicated or anything, but I have to tell people how to type it out because just saying it out loud is a little confusing.
Okay, so that would be according to this then. If you're having to tell somebody you have to do, you know, this, and this, make a left, go right, jump, give me 10 jumping jacks and so forth and so on, then that would be considered annoying. Now, there could be some reasons for that. To discourage people from... from getting in touch with you, all right?
Well, that certainly wasn't the reason. I just thought it was cool when I made it.
Okay. So generally, what the experts here are saying, folks, the cutesy-wootsy stuff really doesn't work for many people. It's annoying. Make it as simple as possible. And overall, if somebody's going to hack your email address, chances are it may or may not happen, but I did, where did I see that? I think Gmail and some other domains or whatever you want to call them, they are the most hacked because they are the most popular. But in general, it says keep it simple and get rid of the cutesy-wootsy stuff. All right, so just a little something there, the complex or confusing and so forth. Everybody knows you're the smartest person in the world. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. A stretch of Highway 41 is currently closed past the Chelan Y due to a vegetation fire. The fire was reported at about 4:32 p.m. yesterday. The Cotton Fire reached about 80 acres before forward progress was stopped. But due to the cleanup needed, Caltrans will be manning a full closure for several days of Highway 41 from the Y to Highway 33. The man involved in the Templeton Feed and Grain Fire pleaded not guilty to all charges in the San Luis Obispo County Superior Court. 38-year-old Michael Steele is facing six charges alleging he traveled with a 16-year-old boy to Bakersfield to purchase illegal fireworks. He is in charge with setting the fire itself. He is scheduled to be back in court August 17th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump says he has proof of foreign interference in U.S. elections.
The Chinese government's strategy against the United States was focused on undermining domestic confidence in the U.S. president. They wanted to just make you sound like your president wasn't so hot, when actually your president has done a great job.
He says he's authorized the release of declassified documents from the archives. Air sirens sounding about Bahrain after Iran claimed an attack on a U.S. airbase. This as the U.S. ramped up its strikes against Iran Thursday, targeting bridges and roadways.
The president has proved not just to Iran, but to the entire world, that we can hit Iran anytime, anywhere, any place. And their ability to defend themselves has been essentially wiped out.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, America's listening to Fox News.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or cunninghamlawslo.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe. And this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. It's where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, we have cooled down. Highs today with sunshine in the upper 80s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-50s. And we'll be right around 90 on your, it's tomorrow, Saturday. That makes sense. And then low 90s on Sunday and Monday. Tuesday, mid-90s. Upper 90s next Wednesday and Thursday. Next Friday, mid-90s. Today's UV index will be 10. Up and down we go. Up and down we go. Let's see here. Where is it? There it is. 6 a.m., 8:19 p.m. We're at 58. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The right choice, KPRL.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. It's your San Luis Obispo County wide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound where they need to be. And they'll be happy that it's cooler again, just like all of us. All right. Looking to my left, I see nothing, nothing at all. But if you do lose one or if you do find one, let's get it back where it belongs. And that's home sweet home. Give us a call at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230. Or the other option, reception at kprl.com. S'il vous plaît. The world famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Easy in, easy out. TascaderoGunShop.com. Okay, let's see here. And also, not only with your email address, but for your web pages, too, to make it easy as pie. If pie is easy, I don't know where the expression came up from. All right, let's see here. What do we got? Oh, it's I forgot to mention Darsh and Kenny this afternoon. It's open mic Friday. The office is closed today, as it is many days during the fair for many different reasons. Many different reasons. Okay. Tomorrow morning, Pure Country, then Diane will be in on the country store. Jimmy's here making sure those vehicles work. And Gary Brill, Jukebox Saturday night in the spotlight. A man of many, many talents. Many talents. And that would be Mr. Glenn Campbell. So, enjoy that all this this afternoon and tomorrow here on The Right Choice, KPRL. 9 minutes away from 7 here at The Right Choice. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, past Robles in Templeton, and the airport, known affectionately as the One-Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply, and they are on file. So, today is Friday. And on Fridays for, I don't know, 12, 13, maybe even 15 years now, we play a song. We play a tease of a song to see if you can answer the question correctly. And there are a couple of things you need to know about that. One is, do not answer a question with a question. Anytime, either if it's not the music trivia on Friday. And make sure your inflection does not sound like a question. Those are from the words that from Sister Amadeus at Holy Rosary before I ran into the Sister Teresita. And if Sister Amadeus was setting it up there in third grade for me to go into fourth grade and I didn't remember it, then that's when Sister Teresita would rain holy double hockey sticks down on me and Robert Rubino. All right, so here we go. We're sitting ready. I'm going to play a little bit of a tease and see if you can figure out what the name or the artiste of this song is. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. If you thinks you knows what the song is. If you thinks you know what the song is. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. I'll just say, especially after this week, it's a refreshing song. It's a refreshing song. Okay. Let's see here. Someone may know. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. It's the Bitsy Teeny Weeny Bikini.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got half of it. It's a yellow polka dot bikini. That's it. Okay, may I have your name? May I have your name, please?
Margie Bauer.
What is it?
Margie Bauer.
Oh, Margie Bauer.
Margie.
Okay, all right, Margie. I have you down. All right, you got it right. You got it right. Okay.
All right. Now, wait, I have to tell you, we are calling from Washington, D.C. We set our alarm to make sure we catch you at a little before 10, which is a little before 7 there. So we could listen to music trivia.
Okay, well, good. So you're enjoying a nice day in Washington, D.C.?
Well, it's a little miserable here. We'd rather be in California. We're flying home today.
Okay, so you're dealing with the humidity.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you'll come back because it's been 105 here the last couple of days.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, but you'll be fine. Well, all right, well, enjoy what you can, and have a safe trip back, Margie.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, bye. Released in June of 1960, one of the all-time novelty songs, and of course, millions of copies. Brian Hyland, here you go.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, I'll tell you more.
Bop, bop. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny dot bikini. So in the blanket she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay.
All righty, number one back in 1960 for the teenage, kind of a teenage idol, Brian Hyland, kid from, excuse me, the Queens, New York. He was 17 when he recorded that, and he had a couple of other hits, including Sealed with a Kiss, and a really, he did, I think, a better version of the Drifters' Gypsy Woman. He had that in 1970, really good job on it. And of course, the thing about the song, one is often wondered what would the if that song came out when MTV was first possible, what it would be like. But at the time this song came out, and again for those of you, bikinis were still seen as a little too risque to be in the mainstream. However, the strength of the song and the acceptance of the song, there was a sudden takeoff in bikini sales, not only in the United States, but around the world. This song is credited as being one of the earliest contributors to the acceptance of the bikini in society. All right, and then after that, in the early 60s, there was a slew of surf movies and, of course, the bikinis and so forth. But those bikinis back then, if they people thought they were too risque back then, I don't know how many of you ever seen that Here's Johnny segment on Big Mouth Waters. Those bikinis that the young ladies are wearing, there is nothing to the imagination anymore whatsoever. Not complaining, though. All right, that's it.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The county sheriff's office served a search warrant on the 2100 block of Fresno Street in Los Osos yesterday afternoon as part of a sexual assault investigation. Detectives arrested 22-year-old Waylon Strongley of Los Osos. He was booked on charges of rape by force and unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor. For the Mid-State Fair today, this morning will be the Dairy Cattle Showmanship at 8 a.m. in the Paso Robles Pavilion. In the Hearst Equestrian Center will be Junior Gymkhana. The fair opens at noon today and through the weekend. Tonight in the Chumash Grandstand Arena, Lainey Wilson with Colton Dawson. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt, Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Yeah, a lot of times, especially back in the 50s and 60s, when a song became a big hit, usually there would be somebody that redoes, you know, does another take on it. And I have not been able to find out if anybody redid the song or not. Probably not difficult. All right. Two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on porcelain, granite quartz, marble slabs, and lots more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7.